A coastal development program says it will foot the bill so lower Yukon fishermen can comply with new restrictions. The Yukon Delta Fisheries Development Association is buying webbing and net materials for fishermen near the mouth of the river. The CDQ hopes a new fleet of nets will persuade the state of Alaska to be less restrictive during the upcoming salmon runs. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
The purchase is meant to help Yukon coastal communities cope with new mesh size restrictions. The State Board of Fisheries outlawed nets with mesh sizes larger than 7.5 inches. That move was intended to force the conservation of depleted stocks of large Yukon king salmon by banning larger mesh gear. The law doesn't go in effect until 2011, but Yukon Fisheries Association CEO Regner Ahlstrom says their commercial outfit is getting ready now.
Why wait for 2 years? Why wait for 2011? Let's start this summer.
New drift nets can cost up to $1,500. That expense was a large reason Yukon fishers have for years resisted any mesh restrictions. The region has been declared a fisheries disaster by the federal government, and Ahlstrom says most fishers would have a difficult time coming up with money for new gear. YDFDA is the Community Development Quota Program operating on the Lower Yukon and one of just two buyers on the river. Ahlstrom says over the next 2 years, they hope to distribute 1,000 nets, starting with commercial permit holders this year.
There's about 500 active commercial fishermen. So the goal is to get a net into a commercial fisherman's hand, and then if you have a person or head of family that does not have a commercial permit in the family, then that we'd get a net to the head of that subsistence family.
The Department of Fish and Game says that smaller mesh nets should allow more kings to make it to their spawning grounds. That will mean less kings in drying racks and freezers. Ahlstrom hopes that by making this conservation sacrifice, the state will not close down the commercial and subsistence fisheries like they did for weeks last year.
We feel if we go to 7.5 inch that there should be no further restrictions on the subsistence fishery so that folks can get their subsistence needs met early in the season when the drying weather is good.
The value of those nets is estimated at about $1.5 million. Ahlstrom says that's worth it if it can help avoid the fisheries disasters of the last 2 years on the Yukon.
It's a small fishery. They're only going to make a couple thousand dollars, but a couple thousand dollars is a lot when you're not making anything.
In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.